丈夫。
A manly man is a man who is incorruptible by the power of riches.
根据我们的定义，男子汉大丈夫是富贵不能淫。
那个AV room， 智慧，你的 focus 有没有？ OK， 好，谢谢。And the manly man does not compromise his characters even in an abject poverty.
这个贫贱不能移。
And does not surrender to oppressions.
威武不能屈。
A manly man has a high vision for his future.
大丈夫是有远大抱负的。
He has ability to persevere.
他有这个坚韧的毅力。
He has a strength to protect and serve.
他有这个力量 来保护来服侍。
And also a manly man does not cry because his tears are gold and cannot be freely dispensed.
大丈夫不轻易哭，因为我们教导是男儿有泪不轻弹。
Now, are there any men like taught this way or am I the only one?
是不是大我是唯一的这样被教导的吗？还是有别人跟我有同有也这样被教导？
Now, whether you think you are a manly man,But we men face a lot of pressure.
不管你是不是觉得你是大丈夫，作为男人，我们面对很多的压力。
We are under pressure to be the provider for our household.
我们要是那个养家糊口者。
Losing our job can be very, very stressful.
如果那个丢了工作，其实压力是很大的。
And we are expected to be the protector of our family.
第二个呢，我们是家庭的保护者。
If your wife hears something at night, a noise downstairs, guess who's the one that go down and investigate?
如果你的太太呢，这个晚上听到下边楼下有什么动静，你觉得谁应该是起来去到楼下看看发生什么事的吗？
And we're supposed to be the leader of our home, making big directional changes.
再一个呢，我们是成为家庭的领袖，我们要做这个很大的方向性的决定。
We're supposed to be strong and dependable.
我们也要强壮可靠。
And if you know some teachings from the Bible that we're also, God has also put us in charge of the well-being, the spiritual well-being of our family.
如果你去读圣经的话，你也知道神对让我们成为这个家庭属灵健康的这个提供者。
We're supposed to be the pastor, the priest of our household.
我们是我们家庭的祭司，是我们家庭的牧师。
But let's be honest, sometimes our wives do a much, much better job in providing and nurturing our home.
坦白地说吧，那有的时候好像我们的太太在这个抚养家庭方面比我们做得更好。
They do a much better job in protecting our children from this evil influence of the world.
他们在保护我们的孩子不受这个世界邪恶势力的影响方面好像也做得更好。
And they make better decisions without us.
如果就算没我们，他们好像也做的决定更聪明。
And they also have a more spiritual insight than we do.
他们有的时候呢，他们的那个属灵上的洞察力比我们更有洞见。
So it's easy for us to retreat and let someone else take on our responsibilities.
所以呢，就对我们来讲，很容易就退缩，让别人来做吧。
And deep down, we have fears that what we do is really not good enough.
在我们心底的深处，其实我们有些恐惧，害怕我们做的是不够好。
We are afraid to be rejected and criticized by our loved ones.
我们很害，其实心里是害怕被我们所爱的人所拒绝、所批评。
The expectations from us are high, and sometimes we have doubt that maybe we're not up to the challenge.
有的时候对我们这个期待是很高的，有的时候我们是觉得我们其实没有办法，是不是我们已经准备好迎接这个挑战了？
Now, unlike women.We really don't like to talk about how we feel.
但是呢，我们不像女生，我们不喜欢谈论我们的感受。
Our vocabulary to express our feelings is quite limited.
我们来表达我们感受的词汇是很有限的。
To us, talking is not a useful way to dealing with our pressure.
对我们来讲，讲论呢，并不是来处理压力的一种好办法。
We want to get things done to alleviate the pressure.
我们想做一些事情来缓解这种压力。
We feel the weight on our shoulders.
我们感觉到肩头上的重量，这个重担。
And we feel very alone in dealing with all these pressures.
当我们来处理压力的时候呢，其实我们是觉得很孤单的。
But fortunately, God did not make us men deal with all these expectations alone.
但是呢，感谢神呢，神不是让我们自己独自来面对这些所有的压力。
First, God himself wants to help us.
首先呢，神自己想要帮助我们。
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
这就是今天我们所要谈论的。
Second, he also created a helper, a woman, aka wife.
第二呢，神创造了一位女，一个女人，一个妻子，一个帮助者。
And that's what we're going to talk about some other time.
这是我们在后边要讲的。
Now, there was a study done many years ago asking women of all walks of life about what they look for in men.
就是有一个研究多少几年以前就是调查就是在女人在不同的生活阶段他们在问这些调查是说女人在男人中寻找什么样的品质呢
Some were single, some were married.
接受调查的这些女士呢有的是单身有的是结婚了
Some were divorced many times.
有些也离婚了好多次
Some were Christians, some were not.
有些是基督徒有些不是
What the study found was that the women looked for the same things.
但是这个研究表示呢，这些女人所寻找的这些男士的品质都是一样的。
They're looking for a man who is honest and can earn their confidence and trust.
第一个呢，他们希望这个男士呢是诚实的，可以赢得他们的信任和尊重，信任。
A man who is a sensitive and caring, truly interested in their needs.
第二是呢，这个女士呢，希望这个男士是敏感的，而且在意的，会真的是对他们的需要感兴趣。
A man who is loyal, always willing to protect them from those who do not have their best interest at heart.
第三，就是这个女士希望这个男士是忠诚的，总是要保护他们对那些对他们不存善意的人。
A man who is faithful, never betraying the bond between them.
在更重要的是希望这个男士是忠实的不会被约
A man whose love is freely given and unconditional letting the woman enjoy acceptance
然后这个男士的爱呢是无条件的让这个女士能够享受这个无条件的接受
And a man who cherishes the woman acknowledging her value and importance to him
这个男士呢很宝贵这个女士真的是承认她的价值和她的重要性
SoWhat do women long for according to this study?
根据这个研究呢，你说这个女士她们心里所渴慕的是什么呢
？The authors of the study conclude that women long to experience the image of Christ in a relationship with a man.
这个研究的最后，这个作者就说，这些女人都希望在她跟一个男人这个亲密的关系中间，能够经历到主耶稣基督的形象。
Because you can see all these statements really.Point to Jesus Christ.
你看到其实这些特质都是主耶稣基督的特点。
The image of Christ is the standard God imprints on the soul of every woman.
就是主耶稣基督的这个特点，他的这个形象是每个女士，神放在每个女士的灵魂中，他们所寻求，在一个男士中所寻求的。
Now she may consciously decide to lower the standard and accept something less.
他可能有意的会降低他的标准，接纳一些接纳一些不够的。
But really, that's not what she really wants.
但是在他的心理深处，他并不是这样，他那并不是他想要的。
So sometimes you may think that, hey, my wife is a very, you know, it can be very angry, can be critical and hard to please.
你有时候会说，哎呀，我的太太，你可不知道，她老是生气，老是挑剔，很难于取悦。
Now, would it be possible that she is frustrated?
你有没有想到她这样的挫败是因为什么呢？
Because she has yet to experience an intimate relationship with a man who is striving to be the image of Christ.
因为她在期待能够经历到和一个男人之间这种关系，这个男士呢是在学习能够更像主耶稣，更有主耶稣基督的形象。
So, how do we let our wives to experience the image of Christ in our relationship?
我们怎么样可以让我们的妻子能够经历到在我们身上主耶稣基督的形象呢？
If you are single, not yet married, you want to get married, how do you prepare yourself to let your future wife to experience the image of Christ in your relationship?
就是说，如果你现在还没有结婚，但是你是单身，你怎么样能够预备你自己，让你未来的妻子能够在你身上经历到主耶稣基督的形象呢？
Actually, Paul gives us an excellent way to get there.In Ephesians 5.
那个保罗在以弗所书第五章，他告诉我们很清楚，你怎么样可以变成这样的人。
Can we read together the English and the Chinese in this verse?
先读中文。
Yeah. Okay. 先读英文。
先读英文。
Okay. Let's together. Therefore, be imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
好，我们现在再用中文一起来读一遍。所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Now there are two commands.
这有两个要求。
Be imitators of God and walk in love.
爱效法神，凭爱心行事。
Imitator is someone that does. Imitator does what another person does.
效法就是说你去做另外一个人所做的。
So what do we imitate from God?
我们从神那里效法什么呢？
One of the main attributes of God is love. He loves us.
神的一个最主要的属性就是爱，他爱我们。
We are his beloved children.
我们是他所蒙慈爱的儿女。
We imitate him because he is our Abba Father.
我们效法他，因为他是我们的阿爸父。
Because we have a relationship with God in love.
因为我们跟神有一种爱的关系。
When my daughter Priscilla was born, she had the exact copy of my face when I was born.
那个我女儿希勒出生的时候呢，她出生的那个样子跟我小时候出生的时候长得一模一样。
Now people say that she's growing to be like my wife Linda.
她现在大家又说她越来越像她妈妈了。
That's great because that means that she looks prettier that way.
那个当然那是很好，就说明她长得更漂亮，越来越像妈妈，越来越漂亮了。
But Priscilla's personality is really like me.
但是她的个性实际上很像我。
We both have a sense of humor that only both of us understand.
我们俩有一种幽默感，只有我们两个彼此能够了解。
And often our imagination will lead us to create some very outrageous stories.
有时候我们两个的想象力会带着我们俩去做一些令人惊讶的事情。
Our timing, our chemistry just click.
我们好像就是很默契。
Now, all these years we are together, she has learned to do many things from me.
这么多年来，她跟我在一起学习做了很多事情。
Now, in the last past hurricane, she learned to use a power drill.
然后上个就是前几个星期过去的那个飓风中间，她学会了怎么用一个电钻。
And also to lubricate the shutter screws.
然后怎么样学习跟那个防风板的螺丝上油。
And also how to organize shutters for storage.
然后怎么样把那个防风板按照顺序放好。
She learned by doing with me.
她就是在这样跟我一起做的过程中，她就学习到。
And I'm telling you, she's ready for the next hurricane.
她准备好了下一个迎接下一个飓风。
Now, also she also learned to care for things that I impart to her.
然后她也学习到去关心那些我教给她的事情。
During the holiday seasons that we will support many charity organizations that she will also participate.
在这个季节就是节假日的时候假期的时候呢就是那种大的节日的时候呢我们会去关心很多这个慈善机构会参与很多慈善机构的事工。
She has imitated me in our relationship in love.
在我们彼此之间这种爱的关系中她在效法我。
And because she has imitated me, I am very proud of her as her father.
因为他这样子学习像我，那我作为父亲，我当然是很骄傲的。
So please note that the foundation of the being imitators of God is the relationship with God in love.
这个之所以效法神的这个基础是在于我们跟这个神在爱里边是有关系的。
So can we be imitators of God without the relationship?
如果我们可不可能就是没有跟神没有关系而效法神呢？
Yes, but it's not going to be for long.
你可以，但是那样持续不了多久。
Our relationship with God in love is the motivation and momentum to continue imitating Him.
我们跟神的这种在爱里的关系是我们的动机，也是给我们这个动力，让我们可以持续不断的来效法他。
Our relationship with God in love gives us the insight of what God cares and sees.
我们跟神这个在爱里的关系就给我们这种洞察力，让我们能看到神所看的，神所在意的。
And our relationship with God in love.Also enables us to change more like Him.
我们与神这种在爱里的关系，可以就是给我们这种动力，让我们能够改变更像他。
Now, copying behavior is one level of imitation.
就是你只是学习对方的这个外在的行为是一种水平的 这种模仿。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And imitating our Heavenly Father as his beloved children requires a loving relationship with him.
作为像神的蒙慈爱的儿女这样去效法我们慈爱的天父，需要你跟他中间有一种爱的关系。
And that is a much, much better imitation.
那是一个更好的一个效法。
But what if you say that, hey, I don't know this Heavenly Father?
你说我根本就不认识这位天父。
If you don't have a relationship with him, our Heavenly Father actually would like to have a relationship with you.
就算你没有跟天父没有关系，实际上我们的天父是很想跟你有关系的。
Because you see that we all have sinned.
我们都犯了罪。
And we know that we have did something wrong, said something that we should not have said, and or thought something that we should not have thought.
我们都知道我们说错话，做错事，想过一些不应该想的念头。
Because we have sinned, our relationship with this Holy Father is broken.
因为我们犯罪了，所以我们跟这位圣洁的天父之间的关系就断绝了。
And then our punishment will be the eternal separation from God.
我们的这个后果呢，就是这个惩罚，就是要和这位父永远的分离。
We have no hope in this life. We have no hope in the afterlife.
我们在今生来世都没有盼望。
But God loves the world, and He wants to save us from His own wrath.
但是呢，神爱世人，他要把我们从他的愤怒之下拯救出来。
So.God sent His Son to save the world.
但是神呢，就送了耶稣基督来拯救这个世界。
And He took the punishment, in our place and paid for our penalty.
他代替我们受了刑罚，为我们的罪服上了赎罪祭。
And if we put our trust in Jesus, our sins are forgiven.
当我们把我们来相信主耶稣的时候，我们的罪就得到赦免。
And God sees us righteous. Because of what Jesus did on the cross.
因为主耶稣在十字架上所为我们做的一切，神，我们在神面前就可以成为公义的。
And therefore, we are adopted to God's family.
所以我们是被收养到了神的家里。
And He gives the right to be His children.
他神给我们这种权利，让我们能成为神的儿女。
And our broken relationship restored.
我们那种断绝的关系现在又重新恢复了。
So if you confess your sins and declare Jesus is your Lord, then you are saved.
如果你认罪悔改，你承认耶稣基督是主，那你是被拯救的。
And your relationship with God has been restored.
你的跟神之间的关系又重新被恢复。
And our Heavenly Father is your Heavenly Father.
我们的天父就是你的天父。
Then imitate God as His beloved child.
然后就像蒙慈爱的儿女去效法神。
Next one is the walking love.
再下一个讲到要凭爱心行事。
And this is where the rubber meets the road.
这个就是真正的那个标准遇到这个理论遇到实践的时候。
And we are to love each other.
我们要彼此相爱。
What motivates a manly man to love?
到底是什么能够使一个大丈夫去爱呢？
And it's God's love to us.
因为神的爱，神对我们的爱。
What did you and I do to deserve Jesus taking on our punishment?
我们到底做什么能够值得主耶稣为我们死在十字架上？
What did you and I do to deserve God's forgiveness of our sins?
我们到底做了什么能值得神来饶恕我们的罪过呢？
And what did you and I do to deserve the restoration of a relationship with God?
我们做了什么能够值得神让我主动的这样来恢复我们之间的关系呢？
Nothing. There's nothing in us.
没有，我们什么都没有，在我们里边什么都没有，我们什么都没做。
It's all of God's love.
完全是神的爱。
You see, in the Garden of Gethsemane,
在克西马尼园的时候
before Jesus was arrested,
在主耶稣被捕之前
Jesus asked the Father three times to remove the cup of suffering.
主耶稣三次求神真的拿掉这个苦杯。
Father thought of you and me and said no to his own son.
但是父神呢想到了你和我，所以他对他的自己的儿子说不要 no.
God loves us so much that he did not spare his own son in order to save you and me.
神爱我们这样的爱我们，他甚至不惜牺牲他自己的儿子来拯救我们。
So,What do we do with such great love that lavished on us?
对这样面对这样倾倒在我们身上的爱，我们应该怎么做呢？
We walk in love.
我们凭爱心行事。
A manly man does not forget such love.
一个大丈夫是不会忘记神的爱的。
We repay him by loving others just like Jesus loves us.
我们回报神的爱就是像主耶稣爱我们那样去爱周围的人。
So, here's some ideas that we can be the imitators of God and walk in love.
这个就是下面一些想法，就是我们怎么样可以来效法神，怎么样凭爱心行事。
So, first, if you are single and would like to have a good, faithful, kind, considerate, gracious wife,
第一个呢，如果你是单身的，你想要有一个良善、一个很忠心。然后又体贴的一个配偶。
Then practice to be the good, faithful, kind, considerate, gracious man that she deserves.
然后呢，你自己先要练习，你自己成为这种良善、忠心、体贴、有恩慈的这个人，男士。
And learn to love God.
学习去爱神。
Learn to take care of yourself.
学习照顾你自己。
Learn to serve others.
学习去帮助服侍别人。
Then you are practicing the image of Christ that one day your wife will be thankful for.
你在成长你身上这个基督的形象，有一天你的太太会感谢你。
And if you are married, then a manly man loves his wife like Jesus loved his church.
如果你已经已婚了，那么一个大丈夫呢，爱他的妻子就像基督爱教会。
Now whether your life is whether your wife is lovable or not, you love her.
不管你太太是不是很可爱，你都爱她。
Think of it this way.
想一想。
You're not that lovable.
你也没那么可爱。
But Jesus loves you.
但是主耶稣仍然爱你。
So love your wife like Jesus loves you.
就像主耶稣爱你一样，去爱你的妻子。
If you run out of love to love her, then get some from Jesus because he has plenty to spare.
因为如果你对你好像对你太太的爱枯竭了，那么就去主耶稣那儿，他有足够的爱给你。
That means to get closer to him.
这样就是说你要跟神更接近，跟神更靠近，更亲近。
Study his word, pray to him, and worship him.
去学习神的话语，去读神的话语，去向他祷告，去敬拜他。
Many years ago, when this building, when this church building was completed, that I actually spent a lot of time.After the completion of the church building,
就是几年以前呢，我们教会的这个建好了。然后呢，在建好之后，花了很多时间在教会。
Now almost every weekend that there were some activity in church, then and it's either fixing something or install something.
那个刚开始的时候呢，教会每个周末好像都要过来，或者是修一些东西，都有一些活动，或者是要装一些东西。
So when I went home, then I felt very exhausted, but felt very, very good about myself.
然后呢，到那个弄完之后回家，我就很累，但是也感觉很好。
Because I felt I did all these for the Lord.
我觉得我在这样做是在为神做。
But I neglected my family.
但是呢，我忽略了我的家庭。
So one night I was ready for bed after a very exhausted day at church.
然后有一天我在教会里忙了一天，回家也很累了，我就准备上床休息了。
Linda said, we don't get to see you over the weekend.
然后我太太就说，这个周末我们都见不到你。
Are there that many work that you have to do?
难道就那些事儿你要做那么多事情吗？
Can you get like help?
你不能有一些帮助吗？
I became very defensive.
然后我就突然很防卫性很强。
I said, hey, I'm doing all this for the Lord.
我在为神工作。
What's wrong with that?
有什么错吗？
Now, of course, when I...pull out this, for the Lord card, then she knew that she cannot win the argument.
当我一说是为了神做的时候呢，她就没话可讲了。
Then she said in a very, very firm voice that then one day you may not see us.
然后她就用一个很坚定的声音说，那好吧，有一天可能你就见不到我们了。
Yeah, from a Christian wife saying that you may not see us, that means it's very, very serious.
作为一个基督徒的妻子，她这样说，你见不到我们了，这个是很严重的事情。
So I knew I was in trouble.
然后我知道这下我有麻烦了。
So we discussed how I would spend my time with family, especially with Linda and with church.
然后我就想说我们就讨论说我们怎么样应该花我们的时间在教会和在家庭。
So lately that, we would go on a date, just two of us.
所以呢，我们就开始决定说我们要有一个约会，就我们两个人。
I will take a day off from work.
然后我就会休一天假。
And we'll drop off Priscilla to school.
我们把那个新乐放到学校。
And then we'll do something together fun.
然后我们就一起做一些有趣的事情。
We will have a breakfast in a Parisian cafe in downtown.
然后我们就去那个市中心去一个那个巴黎的一个咖啡店早吃早餐。
We'll go to a movie.
然后看一起看电影。
And we talk about our dreams and things that we like to do and also even my sermon topics.
然后我们就会去谈论我们的梦想，谈论我们一起喜欢做的事情，甚至谈论我要讲到的题目。
So, gentlemen, let me make a recommendation. Consider to take your wife out at least once a month, just two of you.
所以呢，那个男士弟兄们呢，我就是鼓励你们自己做一个决定，每个月最少一次带你的太太出去吃吃饭。
Remember those days that you're dating?
记不记得你们那会儿约会的日子？结婚前的日子。
Bring back those moments in your relationship.
把那些记忆、那些时刻带回来。
Make an emotional connection with your wife again.
跟你的太太再重新有这个情感上的这种连接。
And then if you say that, hey, I need a, you know, my kids are young and get a babysitter.
如果你说我的孩子还很小，没有时间，那么就找个保姆。
Find another family that has children with a similar age with yours.
你发现找一个另外一个家庭，可能他们的孩子跟你的孩子年龄相仿。
Then you can be babysitters with each other.
或者你可以帮他们看孩子，他们可以帮你看孩子。
And wives, if your husband, let's say, did not mention anything about dating in 2 weeks, just give them 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. If you,
如果你的先生没有，如果太太们，如果你的先生两个星期都没有说，哦，我们自己要有个单独独处的时间。
You may remind him.
你可以来提醒他。
It's okay to say that Elder Pang says so to remind him.
说，你可以说，哦，庞长老让我提醒你。
Now here, there's something else that I also want to mention.
还有另外一点我想要提到的。
If you have children living with you,
如果你的孩子还和你一起住在一起，
the best gift you can give your children is to intentionally love their mother like Jesus loves the church.
你给孩子最好的礼物就是像主耶稣爱教会，你这样子在意的去爱你的妻子，爱他们的孩子的母亲。
The best gift you can give to your children is to intentionally love their mother like Jesus loves the church.
我再讲一遍，就是说，你给孩子最好的礼物就是像主耶稣爱教会，你这样子很在意、很留意的去爱你的他们的母亲。
By loving their mother, you are modeling to your sons how to love a woman.
这样子，你去爱孩子的母亲，你就对孩子立了个榜样，让你的儿子知道将来去怎么样爱他们的太太。
When you treat their mother like someone precious, they will also treat their lady, with care when they grow up.
当你对你的太太就是很在意、很温，就是很在意的话，会对他们，你太太对你很宝贵，你的儿子长大了，将来对他们的太太也会很在意他们。
Yeah. They learn from watching you.
他们从观察你来学习。
Now, also by loving their mother, you are modeling for your daughters the kind of husband that they will be looking for when they grow up.
你这样子爱你的太太，也对你的女儿，也是在让给你的女儿立个榜样，让你的女儿知道长大了以后找什么样的先生。
When you treat their mother like someone important, they will want to find a gentleman, a manly man like you.
当他你就是对他对你的妻子，把你的妻子很重，认为你妻子很重要的话呢，那你的女儿将来也会长大了，想找一个像你这样的大丈夫。
They learn from watching you, Daddy.
他们从观察你来学习。
Yes, so we are being watched, and that's a lot of pressure.
当然，我们好像周围的人都在看着我们，那是很大的压力。
But you are fine.
但是你没问题。
Because you are made to love like Jesus loved.
因为呢，神创造我们就是要让我们像耶稣那样去爱。
So imitate him, learn from him.
所以呢，效法他，就是从他那从向主耶稣学习。
And if you have children, love your children, be their example by imitating Jesus.
你如果你有孩子呢，就成为他们的榜样，就是像去效法耶稣。
Enter into their world.
进入他们的世界。
Know what's going on in their world.
了解他们的世界发生了什么事情。
And know what their dreams are and encourage them.
知道他们的梦想，去鼓励他们。
Engage them, affirm them.
就是去了解他们，去肯定他们。
And come along their side and walk with them.
到他们旁边跟他们同行。
because imitate Jesus, and they may want to follow Jesus because of your example.
因为你的榜样，因为你效法神，他们可能也会跟随你的榜样去效法神。
Now, in our family, dinner time is the best time of the day.
在我们家，晚餐时间是最好的时间。
We tell each other what happened that day.
我们就讲那天发生了什么事情。
I'll tell my family about a Mr. Masters, a colleague of mine.
我会讲我的那个同事马斯特先生。
That he does not eat leftover.
那个马斯特先生从来不吃剩饭。
I do.
但是我却吃剩饭。
He also saved a neighbor from the carbon monoxide poisoning.And then went on to a local news.
他因为呢去他的那个邻居呢，这个马斯特先生，他的邻居在家里煤气中毒，然后他救了这个人，所以他甚至上了新闻。
Yeah. And I also know that Priscilla has a friend that we nicknamed him Flying Friend.
我知道那个新乐呢有个朋友，我们叫他那个飞翔朋友。
He dyed his hair.
然后这个飞翔朋友呢染了头发。
And then in our conversation that Priscilla said, no, he does not want to dye her hair.
然后呢在我们的这个谈话之中呢新乐就说他不想染他的头发。
And then sometimes Linda will hear a news and then she will ask us that, what will we do in that situation?
然后呢我太太有时候会听到个新闻如果我们在那样的处境中我们会怎么样反应呢
We not only learn from each other, but also instill some of our values to Priscilla.
我们不单单是就是说在彼此交换意见，我们也把我们的价值观在这种不知不觉中灌输到那个新乐的脑海中。
And thank goodness she does not want to dye her hair.
谢天谢地，她不想染头发。
We want to walk in love to help others.
我们也想在慈爱在爱心凭爱心行事来帮助彼此。
I know that when in the last hurricane that I know many of you help your neighbors and the church members to install the hurricane shutters.
我们知道上一个飓风马修中间呢，我们很多人帮助我们的朋友，甚至帮助我们的弟兄姐妹去装这个防风板。
At times of their needs that you were there to help them.
他们有需要，你在那里帮助他们。
You have demonstrated walking in love.
你就。显示了什么是在爱心中行事。
So when we imitate Jesus and walk in love, we actually earn the right to speak about Jesus.
当我们效法神，当我们在爱心中行事的时候，其实我们赢得了一个向他们传福音、向他们传讲神的一个机会。
So when we show actions to love others, your words actually carry more weight.
当你能够你的行动真的显示你的爱的时候，你的说的话就更有分量。
You are more credible to talk about Jesus because your life demonstrates what you say about our Savior.
因为你的生命已经彰显了我们的神，所以呢，你的这个见证，你所说的就更有份，就更加能够令人相信。
And whether you are talking to your children, to brothers and sisters in church, or even non-believers,
不管是你是跟你的孩子谈话，还是跟这个教会里的弟兄姐妹，甚至跟那个不信主的人。
People are more willing to listen to you because you demonstrate Jesus in your life.
当你能够在你的生命中看，当人们能在你生命中看出主耶稣的时候，他们就会更容易听你。
Now, when we imitate Jesus, really, did you know that we actually can influence others?
你知道当我们能够效法神的时候，我们可以影响别人吗
？I have been very fortunate that I have a many.These are Jesus imitators, many brothers that have been influenced my walk with Jesus.
我就是很感谢神，在我信主的时候，我有很多这种效法神的弟兄，能够帮助我，能够来效法神。
When I became a Christian in college,
在我在大学里边成为基督徒的时候
，I get to know a brother Shao.
我知道那个肖弟兄。
But then he got cancer, and he had to go back home in a week to Taiwan.
然后呢，他。得了癌症，他在一个星期之内必须要飞回台湾。
And during that week, Brother Shao urged his friends who came to visit him to believe in Jesus, even though he was dying.
然后呢，在那一个星期中间，所有来看他的人，他会向这些人鼓励这些人来相信神，虽然他自己已经是那个生命垂危。
In his hardship, that he persevered to the last minute and remained faithful to the gospel.
他在他的一切的患难之中呢，他对神很忠心，一直到最后，他都是就是在传讲福音。
He gave me a very different perspective about suffering and death.
他对让我能够看到那个苦难和死亡的另外一面，从不同的角度来看。
He gave me a perspective of hope that's because he had this relationship with this risen Jesus.
因为他和这位复活的耶稣有关系，所以呢，他给了我希望。
And I wanted that kind of relationship with Jesus early on.
所以呢，从那个时候开始，我也想要跟主耶稣有那样的关系。
Then I knew a brother, John.
然后我又认识了张弟兄。
Who was a postdoctoral student in chemistry.
他是在化学系的那个博士后。
He told us in his testimony that he was a scientist who did not care much about God.
他在他的见证中说他是一个搞科学的人，所以他不相信神。
But he had a very godly wife.
但是他有一位敬虔的太太。
Then when his son was born,
然后当他的第一个儿子出生的时候
，when he held him in his arms in the hospital and he saw his face on the baby's face,
然后他就在医院里抱着这个儿子，然后看到这个儿子就是能看到自己。
His life has changed.
他的生命就改变了。
He wanted to love this boy.
他很想爱这个孩子。
He wanted to give the best gift a father can give to his child.
他想能给他作为父亲所能给孩子最好的。
He knew that many Christians that he knew that he talked about this Jesus.
他知道认识很多基督徒常常谈论耶稣。
So he went to church with his wife and challenged the Christianity.
然后他就去教会里边就要去挑战这个基督信仰。
At the end, he became a believer.
但是最后他成为了基督徒。
And also he was he does a laboratory experiment in chemistry, so he had a lot of time.
因为他在要常常要在实验室里做实验，所以他有很多时间。
So he studied the word using that waiting time.
然后他就用那个等做实验中间等待的时间来学习神，来读圣经。
So he gave me a perspective to get serious with Jesus and the Bible.
然后他的给我的这个感就触动就是说对神的话语跟对神自己跟神的话语认真。
So maybe we can pass on our faith to our children and their children.
希望我们也能够把我们这个信仰能够传承给就是传递给我们的孩子跟他们的下一代。
I also knew a brother Wu who was a doctoral student in civil engineering.
我还认识一位在土木工程系读博士的吴弟兄。
After graduation, he followed God's calling and went into a full-time ministry.
然后在毕业之后呢，他就跟随神的呼召进入全职服事。
And now he's a professor of he's a Old Testament professor in a seminary training many pastors and missionaries.
然后他现在在台湾的一所神学院做这个旧约神学的教授，去训练很多的牧师和宣教士。
He has this very gentle spirit of a wise man with lots of patience to listen to people.
他有这个就是一个有智慧的人的这种温柔，而且有这种耐心，他可以能够听别人讲。
And he also had a very humble spirit to come down to our level so that he can lift us up.
他有一个谦卑的灵，他可以好像到我们的降到他我们的水平，然后这样可以把我们抬起来。
He was a model for me to be a humble and compassionate person.
我从他身上能够看到这种谦卑和这种有这种慈悲的心。
So it's fair to say that when we imitate Jesus, we will have the ability to influence people around us.
所以当我们效法神的时候，我们对周围的人是有影响的。
Our imitation of Jesus will benefit our family and our friends.
我们效法神的时候，我们会让我们周围的朋友跟家人得益处。
Because you never know that who you will steer to the right direction, just like those men steer me to close to Jesus.
你从来不知道，因为你的影响，你会带领什么样的人，让他们走到一个正确的方向。就像我的那些影响我的弟兄，他们当时不知道他们怎么是影响我的。
The way we imitate Jesus is to learn from him.
我们效法神的这个怎么样效法神呢？就是从他身上来学习。
And he actually invites us to learn from him.
然后主耶稣也邀请我们来向他学习他。
He calls out this way.
他这样讲。
He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
他说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke and upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是清醒的，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是清醒的。
Jesus is gentle and humble because of his love from the Father and his love to us.
因为主耶稣他从父神那边所来的爱和他对我们的爱，主耶稣是温柔谦卑的。
So likewise, when we learn from Jesus, we will be gentle and humble because his love is to us and through us.
然后当我们向主向学习向主耶稣的时候呢，我们也可以温柔谦卑，因为我们就像他，因为他给我们的爱，他也通过我们所流露出来的爱。
So when we love because Jesus loves, we can be the manly man.
当我们因为主耶稣爱我们，所以我们也能爱，所以我们能够成为真正的大丈夫。
And the manly man that is incorruptible by the power or riches.
这个大丈夫就是富贵不能淫。
And who do not compromise our characters even in the abject poverty.
贫贱不能移。
And who do not surrender to oppressions.
甚至威武不能屈。
And because we imitate Jesus,We have the ability to influence others.
因为我们效法神，我们就有这个影响力。
We have the ability to build our life.
我们就有这种能力去建造生命。
And we have the ability to pass on God's love to others.
我们就有这个能力能把神的爱传递出去。
I want that to be my story.
我希望那个是将来别人讲起来我，那就是我的故事。
I also like to invite those men.That would like to imitate Jesus, let that be your story.
我也希望，我也想邀请，如果你想要效法神，那也成为大丈夫，那也是你的故事。
And if you want to imitate Jesus, can I ask you to stand?
如果你想要效法神，可不可以请你站起来？
Because I would like to pray with you and for you.
想要一起祷告，来为你祷告。
Shall we all stand?
让我们一起站起来。可不可以请我们一起站起来？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for you sent us your son.
父神呢，我们感谢你，你真的是给了我们你的儿子。
That he is our model that we will imitate.
他就是我们的榜样，是我们所要效法的。
And you call us to be the manly man.
你呼召我们成为大丈夫。
And the biblical manly man is to imitate Jesus.
我们成为圣经中的大丈夫，就是要来模仿，要来效法主耶稣。
And those of us that we want to commit our lives to imitate you, we ask you that you have a special anointing to come to them.
主啊，当我们来能够效法你，我们心里有这种决心，一直想要来效法你的时候，愿你的圣灵、你的恩膏就在他们身上。
Because we know that by our strength we cannot.
我们知道靠我们自己的力量我们没有办法来效法你。
But may your love fill our hearts so that we can and we can also to pass all this love to others.
愿你的爱来充满我们的心让我们可以去爱也能够把这种爱给传递出去流露出去。
Help us to walk with you.
帮助我们和你同行。
May your spirit guide our footstep.
愿你的灵真的是引导我们的脚步。
And may your name be glorified in our lives.
愿你自己的名在我们的生命中得到荣耀。
May that be our story.
愿那也成为我们的故事，我们的传奇。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.